Wowee, it's 9:16 a.m. You're listening to Ben and Josh on the morning after RDU 98.5. And on the other end of the line, we have Alvin and Liv from O and the Mo.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Gosh, you know how much of a fangirl I am for you two, so it's great to have you on the show. Let me just open. So the first things first, we are here talking not only about In Transit, your latest album, fantastic.
So good.
Woo-hoo! But also because you're playing Wonderbar on the 12th, which is coming up soon. So what can we expect from not only this live performance, but also just Owen the Mo in the future? Let me ask the big questions right away.
Yeah, well, obviously got the big tour coming up. So that's kind of our main focus at the moment, getting a whole bunch of shows under our belt.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for that Christchurch show in particular, we're pretty excited to play out in Wonderbar. We've got the wonderful Juno Is opening for us.
Mm.
We're pretty much playing the album close to from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Amazing.
Plus a few extra sort of deep cuts in there.
Nice.
Ooh. Gosh, exciting. I can't wait. I can't wait. So, we are actually here for a guest list. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your first old song?
Yeah, so the first song we chose is a Breaks Co-op number. Obviously famously known for their track The Other Side, but that the rest of that album is actually sensational. It's one of our faves. And this song in particular is just a beautiful track. It's kind of got that classic 2000s really kind of feel, but then a nice kind of singer-songwriter kind of feel blended in with it. Bit of a slow jam. Just a big fan of it, really.
Beautiful. All right. Well, let's listen to that track, and then we'll be right back to talk to you guys a little bit more.
Sounds good.
But I'm the one who wants to be there by
Beautiful. What a fantastic song. Thank you guys so much. We're back with Alvin and Liv from Owen the Mo. Yeah. Oh, that was so nice. Me and Ben, as soon as it started, we're like, wow, this is such a good song.
Harmonies, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's really beautiful. So, like we mentioned before, the new album is out. The public can now listen to it. How exciting. What's the response been like so far to the new album?
It's been really positive from what we've heard from people.
Mm.
No one said they hate it.
That's always good.
That's good.
I don't know how anyone could.
Truly.
it's been nice to put it out there and let it kind of live its life. And excited to play the shows and then hopefully get writing some new material.
Awesome. What's it like, I guess, the feeling of you work on an album for so long and, you know, you've got all this energy and thought and stuff going into it, and then it's like, okay, now everyone can listen to it.
Release!
You know, is that like a... an easy experience, or is it kind of like, oh no, my thing that I've been working on?
I think we kind of always had a bit of this kind of like timeline of when we wanted to have it released, so we were kind of always conscious of when it would be going out, but until it actually does, you know, it is live, you don't really maybe think about that it is free for everyone to listen to. Mm. So it's a bit of a strange feeling after, yeah.
You almost don't think about it, and you're like, oh, yeah, people are listening to that now.
Yeah, yeah,
this
definitely.
This is the reason we made it.
Yeah, it's like, I know it's the reason I made it, but I'm still, like, surprised. Now, I know this is probably a very difficult, painful question, but if you guys could, do you have, like, a favorite song from the album, or at least one that you were really excited for people to listen to?
Oh, I can't speak for Alvin, but I can speak for myself, and I'll say that Peaches, so it comes in phases, but at the moment, Peaches is my favourite song from the album.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
How about you, Alvin? Do you have one, or is it too much?
Yeah, it's
too
like
painful?
Picking children, eh?
No, I'd probably, Peaches is pretty good. I can lean towards that. I can agree with Peaches.
We'll nice. Take it. Fantastic.
We'll take it. Very good.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your newer song for this guest list?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this newie is called Owner by Rhea Hall, who is an amazing songwriter and vocalist.
Mm.
The song's off her album Manawa Wera, which is in itself a beautiful album full of songs with messages, and this track in particular, which is the third track on the album, is really sort of about ownership and different worldviews on ownership and the way that knowledge can kind of be passed on through generations.
So, amazing.
Yeah, some really beautiful perspectives in there.
Thank you so much for coming onto our show today and for opening our ears to these fantastic tracks. Of course, you should listen to In Transit and you should head down to Wonderbar on December 12th. Yes. Thank you so much, Alvin and Liv from O and the Mo. We'll play you out with Owner by Rhea Hall.
Thank you very much. Love to talk to you guys.
Cool. See you guys.
Bye.
¶¶